You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Homes.com knows having the right agent can make or break your home search. That's why they provide home shoppers with an agent directory that gives you a detailed look at each agent's experience, like the number of closed sales in a specific neighborhood, average price range, and more. It lets you easily connect with all the agents in the area you're searching, so you can find the right agent with the right experience and ultimately the right home for you. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Jubal Show on demand. It's time. War of the Roses, only on The Jubal Show.
Ashley is on the phone today for War of the Roses to catch a cheater, and she thinks that her boyfriend, Chris, of 3 years, is cheating on her all because of his stank.
Ooh. Ew, he stinks?
Well, I don't know. She said it's something to do with the smell. That's all I know. Gross. So let's talk to Ashley and find out why she thinks her boyfriend, Chris, is cheating. Ashley, thank you for coming on the show. Sucks to have to come on like this. Sorry you have to do this. Hopefully he's not cheating, but why do you think that your boyfriend, Chris, is cheating on you?
Okay, so we've lived together, and every morning he goes to work and he smells like his normal self. He always comes home from work and he smells like a feminine perfume.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Okay, and that's a dead giveaway, actually.
So he leaves the house with no perfume on and comes back and it smells like he's got perfume on.
And I'm sure he's not going to Nordstrom's and spraying some perfume every day.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, he leaves the house and smells like Old Spice.
So it's definitely a feminine perfume that it smells like?
Definitely. Something like super flowery and it's strong.
Okay.
And how long has this been going on for?
This has been going on for like maybe 3 or 4 months.
And
he just keeps saying someone in the office must have sprayed something, or the elevator must have sprayed something.
Absolutely not.
Mm-mm. I've worked with some people. I used to work at this office building, and there was this one lady in there. She was an older lady, and she definitely used a lot of older lady perfume.
Ew.
You know that. And like the whole hallway would smell like her after she walked through it. But even then, I don't think I ever left and I smelled like her weird floral old lady perfume.
No.
God.
Yeah, something weird is up.
Yeah.
So is there anything else that seems off between you guys?
I mean, not really. Everything's been kind of okay other than this. But, you know, this is a really, really big deal. I keep bringing it up all the time. And it's making things super stressful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And so you've asked him about it and he just says, I don't know. It's weird. It must be something rubbing off on me. That's not a person.
Another woman?
Yep. Every time I ask him about it, he has some kind of excuse about the other people in the office.
Why would he not like take a different sweatshirt or shirt or something, or like take some of his own cologne and like spray himself so
exactly.
masks You're, it?
Right.
Like, what an idiot.
My question to you is, so when you smell this every day, does it strike you as the same scent over and over on him?
Yeah. Oh, it's the same.
Okay.
All right. Well, maybe it is legit then, because I mean, you would think if he was messing around with someone who had this perfume and you've already asked him about it a bunch, that he would be like, okay, I'm not, make sure he would do what Alex said. Ooh. He'd bring an extra shirt, or he'd tell them, hey, don't put on any perfume because my girlfriend's going to know, or whatever. You know?
I wonder if like the other girl knows he has a girlfriend and like sprays him without him knowing. Like the back of his shirt or
Have
something.
A good day. Yeah.
We'll see you later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, we shouldn't be laughing about this.
Yeah, I mean, that could be possible. Maybe that's why he doesn't know.
She's trying to mark her territory, even though it's not her territory. It's your territory, but I don't know. Anyway,
yeah.
we'll see if we can figure it out. What grocery store is he a rewards card member at?
He's at...
Okay. All right. So we'll do the huge. We'll call him from that grocery store. We'll tell him that we're doing a promotion where one lucky random rewards card member gets a free bouquet of flowers delivered anywhere in the U.S. and international $5.99 fee. Probably not going to take that, but anywhere in the U.S. and see if he accepts it and see who he sends them to. See if he gives us your name or somebody else's. Do you have anybody that you suspect?
He keeps me really far away from all his coworkers, so I don't even know that.
Oh, okay, that's another thing, too, if he keeps you far away from people. All right, well... All right, we'll play a song, come back, and then call him and see if we can figure it out with your War of the Roses to Catch a Cheater next. It's the Jubal Show. If you're just joining us for today's War of the Roses to Catch a Cheater, we might have a cheater on the line and he stinks. That was
literally
really like kind of a lame joke, but it's because he smells like lady perfume, like like really pungent lady perfume when he comes home from work.
Ew.
And his girlfriend Ashley is on the phone with us. She thinks that he might be cheating because they live together. He leaves every day and he doesn't smell like perfume. Then when he gets home from work, he smells like perfume. This has been going on for months now. She has asked him about it a bunch of times and he just blames it on his other coworkers, right? But doesn't give you much more than that, Ashley?
Yep, pretty much.
And you guys have been together for 3 years?
3 years.
Okay. And is this the first time that you suspected him of cheating ever?
Oh, definitely. I mean, up until this point, he's been perfect.
All right. Well, we'll see if it's just, it is just an unfortunate thing that maybe there's some weird air freshener in his office or somebody puts on way too much perfume or something to make him smell like perfume. But we'll try to figure out right now. We're going to call him from the grocery store that he shops at and say that we're doing a promotion for our rewards card members. And one lucky member is winning a bouquet of flowers to be delivered anywhere they want to anybody they want. We'll see if he gives us his girlfriend Ashley's name or somebody else's. All right, Ashley, I'm going to dial his phone number right now. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Okay.
All right.
Hello,
this is Jordal calling from. I was looking for Chris.
This is he.
Chris, congratulations. You're this month's winner.
Okay. What is this for?
We're doing a promotion where once a month we select a random rewards card member to say thank you for shopping by giving them a free bouquet of 36 long stem red roses from our floral department to send to anybody they want in the entire U.S. You can go international, but it's a small fee. But other than that, it's completely free.
Oh, that's great. That's amazing.
You want to deliver somebody some flowers then?
Sure. Yeah. No, that sounds great. What do I have to do?
Not much. If you know who you want to send them to right now, I can get all the information, or we can email you a link that goes to our clunky website that runs super slow and you can enter the information yourself. So I wouldn't recommend doing that. But if you don't know, we can send you that link. If you do know who you did send them to, I can just take your information right now and we can send you those flowers and we'll send you a confirmation and all that.
Okay. Yeah. I might as well give you the information now.
Okay, great. I will we'll start with just the name. I'll need a first and last name, and then we'll need to know if you want to write anything on a card and what type of card you want. We have all types of cards. We have just thinking of you cards. So any kind of card you want, anything you want to write on that, and then the address of where you'd like them sent, and that's it.
Sure. Can you send it to Felicia?
Did you say Felicia?
Yes.
Okay. And what would you like to put on the card?
I'm really looking forward to the San Diego convention trip. It's going to be a lot of fun. And if you could underline a lot, that would be great.
Okay. Got that all down. Ashley, did you get all that down? That's my question.
Yeah, Ash.
Yeah, I got all of that down.
I'm sorry, what?
This is actually the Jubal Show. It's a radio show. My name's Jubal.
And mine's Alex.
And I'm Christian Grace Snow.
And your girlfriend's name is Ashley, not Felicia. And I don't know if you guys are going to San Diego for a convention. I don't think so, though.
Hold on. Wait, Ashley. Ashley, are you on the line?
Yeah, I'm on the call.
Hey, baby.
I just heard what
he
said.
Hey, baby.
3 years, for real? This is how it's going to end after 3 years?
No. Sorry. So, listen,
Right.
You're cheating.
No.
You can't even come up with excuse. I mean, this is pitiful.
No. Hold on. Okay. So I'm sending flowers. So
wow. He's coming up with an excuse right now.
No. Typical. Hold on. Come on.
Convenient.
When you have like a business, I did not expect to be caught up. Like, what?
You're lying. It's so clear to everyone that you are lying right now. You've been coming home for months smelling like some stinky-ass perfume. I've asked you about it a billion times. Oh, I don't know where it came from. Whatever. And now, here it is. There's someone else, and she wears this stinky-ass perfume. There's someone else. It's some stinky named Felicia. Like, really?
Yeah, that's insane.
No, are you serious?
That's not true. That's not true. All right, I work in a small... When you're in closed quarters, you smell like the people around you and someone else's.
Chris, your office has four floors. You're not in closed quarters.
We're in closed... You don't understand, all right? You wouldn't get it. I'm not cheating on you, okay? In business, you send people flowers when you're going to see them in a convention.
Hey, let's call Felicia.
Can we call Felicia?
No, we don't have to do that.
Yeah, call that stinky Felicia. Let's get her on the phone.
That's not necessary. We don't have to...
Why don't we just call your office? Because don't you all have a clause in your policy manual? There's no inter-office dating or relationships.
Let's not call me baby
right now, Chris.
Could we talk outside of this? Could you hang up and you call me back? Like, I feel like this is like warping your mind.
We should hang up on
him. I am not hanging up. I'm not calling you. This is it. Hang up on his ass. I don't care. Hang up. I'm done.
I hung up on him. I'm so sorry you had to hear that, Ashley. That sucks. I mean, least you know now. Dude,
trust your intuition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I'd rather know than keep asking this mother every day when he comes home from work. So, this is good.
Do what you got to do to protect yourself. Make sure you do not take him back.
Yeah.
Oh, God, no. He's dead to me. They're not supposed to date coworkers, so I'm going to call his office right now and tell him that stinky-ass Felicia.
The Jubal Show on demand.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Awards Watch says Liam Neeson is at his best. Don't miss In the Land of Saints and Sinners. Having left his dark past behind, retired hitman Finbar Murphy, played by Neeson, leads a quiet life in a remote coastal Irish town. But when a menacing crew of terrorists arrive, Finbar is drawn into a vicious game of cat and mouse, forcing him to choose between exposing his secret identity or defending his friends and neighbors. In the Land of Saints and Sinners, from Samuel Goldwyn Films and Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Watch it now on digital. Rated R.